I know you're going to talk more about this at the event, but give us a little preview, Curtis, of how socialism, the worldview of socialism, is impacting the evangelical church.
Well, unfortunately, because the evangelical church, at least a huge percentage of it, is so biblically illiterate, and the other side knows that, they can use just biblical terms or Christian terms to sell anything to us. If they're mentioning Jesus, oh, they got to be a good person. If they're mentioning, you know, just something that's just and right and all that moral, they use the word moral, they use the word evil, and things, words they shouldn't have the authority to use because God's the one that has defined them. But so they're using social justice to come into the churches. And again, the dictionary definition of social justice is justice in terms of distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society, almost identical to the just actual definition of socialism, but it's saying it's fighting for that. So they're convincing Christians to fight to equally distribute everything to society. Well, that's not just, because obviously if you're having to give something to one person, the very act of that is unjust because you're having to take it from someone else to give it to them. Mm-hmm. So that's theft. And so they flip the terms, which is deadly to us as Christians, because to understand the gospel message, you must understand what the word justice means, and you must understand what the word grace means. And when we flip those, and when we're acting like justice means you deserve all these things that, again, they don't deserve. We don't deserve anything. We're sinners. We've all fallen short. And so, and it's robbed us the ability, and this is very key, of showing charity to others. Then it's not charity. It's just giving them what they deserve. So they're not grateful for it, which is the greatest curse of socialism. You create a people that are incapable of being grateful. And I can't think of a worse curse on a person than losing that ability. And so it allows us not to go out and be the salt and light and help the poor, but say, hey, we're doing this for Jesus. And they're grateful for it because they realize they didn't have anything to eat, and we gave them something to eat. And that was a blessing to them. They're training them up that when we give them the food, they'll say, how come there's not more? You know, I deserve that. You didn't do anything for me. You just finally gave me what I was just. And so it's a horrible thing because it destroys a culture. I was over in Greece with my daughter, and it is way beyond America, but that's where it is. I gave money to a few people begging because I felt sorry for them. And when I gave it to them, they did not say thank you. They said more and yelled at me meanly, more.
Wow.
And I realized that's what's happened. They've been in that socialist state of they deserve everything. And so when a total stranger came up and gave them money just to be kind, they said more. Why isn't there more? And they, because I deserve this. And I realize, oh, what a horrible future that is if we continue down this road.
We hope you gained from this short take of the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and further connect with this ministry, visit thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.